This is KOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in today. Here is the latest in the fight over public lands in western states. President Trump has signed an executive order to review all national monuments created in the last 20 years. Trump says he wants to end another egregious use of government power. That could mean eliminating or resizing some national monuments, and the review list might include two national monuments in Washington state. Here to tell you what's happening is New York Times Seattle Bureau Chief Kirk Johnson. Kirk, welcome back to KUOW.
Thanks, Bill. Welcome.
Those two protected areas in Washington that could be reviewed are the San Juan Islands National Monument and the Hanford Reach along the Columbia River in eastern Washington. How likely is it that either of these monuments would be affected by Trump's executive order?
Well, I think there's a lot of uncertainty because of the wording of the order, which gives all kinds of latitude about the size of monuments, but also how much public input went into their creation. So on the surface, a lot of this looks like it's really aimed at the big controversial one that's out there in Utah, Bears Ears.
Why is that so controversial?
Partly because the Utah congressional delegation and the political establishment there has taken great issue with it and made it a campaign that they say was a government overreach at the last minute by the Obama administration.
Do we have that kind of controversy in Washington over either Hanford Reach or the San Juan Islands National Monument?
Definitely not within the political structure at all. And I think these two monuments are also very different than Bears Ears or the other big controversial one that still hangs over in Utah, the Escalante staircase. Which was created by Clinton in his final years. Hanford is really a fascinating piece of frozen natural history along the banks of the Columbia, created as it is by the Hanford nuclear facility, which kind of created a boundary around it that froze it in place starting in 1943. So it's not a place like Southern Utah that has been sort of coveted by oil or gas or coal or anything like that. So it does not seem to be in anybody's sights at this moment.
Okay. Hanford Reach and San Juan Islands National Monument, probably safe, it sounds like. Right?
Again, if they want to tease out the language of this, they could probably go after individual ones, but at this moment, it seems like they'd be in the background.
How's the president deciding which monuments get reviewed and which don't? Do you know?
The date is starting in 1996, anything uh-huh. after that, and of a certain size, 100,000 acres or larger. So it really takes in the Clinton and Obama monuments. The Antiquities Act, which is the heart of this, which was created in the Teddy Roosevelt years in 1906, has been used by almost every president. The only three that made no designations of monuments at all were Nixon, Reagan, and the first Bush. But it has really become a tool of preservation by Clinton and Obama, and I think that's sort of the window that the Trump administration is kind of trying to pry open.
Trump thinks they overreached using this century-old Antiquities Act?
That's the tone, and that is certainly the message that the Utah congressional delegation and the legislature has hit over and over again, that it's too big, it is created with an agenda that is not the state's agenda, that it will hurt the economy, and so on and so on.
Does Trump have the power to undo a national monument created by a past president?
There's where we say hello, lawyers, I think. There is a lot of uncertainty and untested court questions. No president has ever rescinded a national monument. Presidents and Congress have both adjusted boundaries in the past, but courts never challenged it. So it's a very vague concept about how big they should be and who exactly, whether there is a power in the act to especially to rescind it. I mean, the great example of the weird unquestioned of size was, again, back to Teddy Roosevelt. He designated the Grand Canyon as a national monument before National Park Days, and it was a big space. And he said, well, it has to be big to protect a big thing. And nobody could argue that that was wrong.
So. Okay, so we're talking about politics and overreach. Is there an economic argument? What's the best argument for eliminating or resizing some national monuments?
The argument that gets made, especially in Utah, but also in the big marine monuments that were created and expanded by George W. Bush and then by Obama in the Pacific. Fishing was infringed on. It was argued there was a court case challenge there. In Utah, the Escalante staircase had a big coal mine that was proposed in those lands that became impossible after monument designation. And with the Bear's Ears, there is a oil or gas exploration argument. On the other hand, it's really easy to find people on the boundaries of many of these monuments, including Utah, who say, you know, that Escalante was the best thing that ever happened for their economies and tourism. And
Yeah. Fishing, coal, resources. Here we get back to the larger battle. We've been talking about this over and over, the, you know, how to use public lands in the West and private versus public uses. And it's just one of the things that Kirk Johnson is going to keep on covering as the Seattle bureau chief of the New York Times. And in this case, it's President Trump reviewing national monuments created in the last 20 years. Thanks for filling us in on it.
Well, thanks for having me, Bill.
And by the way, it sounds like your local national monuments, the ones in the last 20 years, Hanford Reach, the one in the San Juan Islands, safe for now, probably.
Probably.
Probably. We'll watch.
Probably, that's the key word, yeah.
Thanks, Kirk.
Thank you.
KUOW is The Record.